Fall colors are starting to make their appearances, and Utah State Parks are a great starting point to those color destinations. We'll meet you at Wasatch Mountain State Park next on Western Life Radio.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Pick up some apples and take a fall color drive, starting with Utah State Parks. Eugene Swalberg with Utah State Parks and Recreation highlights some options.
There are some, particularly I'm thinking of Wasatch Mountain State Park in particular, has some great fall colors. For those that are up there golfing, they've done that for years, and we encourage folks to try that out. But even those that are not golfing, you can drive the road up over Guardsman and some of the other backcountry roads up over to an American Fork Canyon and to enjoy those fall colors. It is, and there's a ton of history. And they normally have the apple harvest going on. For those folks that haven't gone up to Wasatch Mountain State Park, this is going to be really a good time to go up there. They got a visitor center and the fishing pond out there, but as you mentioned, we talked about the leaves. They've just got mountain biking, and they've got hiking. They've got some wonderful backcountry areas to view. They've got just spectacular camping, and they've always had great camping there for both group sites and individual sites. Maybe you're saying, well, I don't have a great big trailer. They've got some of the most wonderful tent camping sites because they got that scrub oak, and you put your tent in there, and kind of like, you know, when you go out camping, you can't have the whole place to yourself, but it seems like you got the whole place to yourself because that scrub oak is pretty thick and it creates wonderful camping spots. There's lots of opportunities, whether that be camping opportunities or day use opportunities. There's opportunities for golf. We've got a couple places now that have 3D archery courses.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.